So my question is to you, why are we sitting around defeated when we have the name? Why are you sitting around crying and not knowing what you're going to do? Why, when we have the name, that name saves us, that name heals us, that name delivers us. Remember, the fight is fixed. So you need to go ahead and stop allowing the enemy to paint such a bad picture to you. Stop allowing the enemy to tell you and to lie to you and to convince you that your child will never be this, that your child will always be wayward, that your child will always be strung out on drugs, that your child will never come in. You stop it. You stop him in his tracks and say, devil, you a lie. And there's no truth in you. Hallelujah. You start talking about what God said. He said, not only am I blessed, but my seed will be blessed. You start talking about that same God that saved me. Well, same God is gonna save my children. That's not gonna allow them to go to a devil's hell. But that same God, when the doctor give you a report and you don't know what the report, it's not a favorable report. You stand up and you open your mouth and say, he was wounded. He was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I'm healed. You open up your mouth and stop letting the enemy convince you that you'll never be anything and you can't do it and you won't be able to do this. You start saying, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You open up your mouth and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And when he hears the word, guess what? It's just like Jesus said, and hallelujah, he trembles at that name. Hallelujah. Listen, your faith has to be so contagious that even the non-believers start to believe. I'm going to say it again. Your faith has to be so contagious that even the non-believers start to believe. I'm reminded of the story that, and some of you may have seen it, that the story of the miracle that happened with Michael Freeman. He came here years ago, but there was a situation where he was attacked in his body and it was very bad. And it was to the point that the doctors just, and I was listening to it last night and even on the way this morning, the doctors were amazed that, because they were like, it should have been, under normal circumstances, it should have been over for him. The man had his lungs were full. He couldn't. He wasn't able to get the oxygen that he needed. And I'm bringing this up right now because somebody needs to hear this. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he said that they had to put him on this machine called the ECMO machine. And what that machine does, it takes over the function of the heart and the lungs, and it does what the heart and the lungs would normally do. And it takes all the blood out of the body and it oxygenates the blood and then puts the blood back in the body. So you can imagine what speed that's happening for that to happen. He was on that kind of machine. He was in the hospital and listening to the testimony, his daughter said that his mom wouldn't allow unbelief. She said every nurse and every doctor that had something to do with her husband, she would say, you got something to do with my husband and his surgery today? Come here, let me pray for you. And she started praying for him. She said before long, she said that the people around them, first of all, thought they were crazy because they said, don't you know how ill he is? Don't you know how sick he is? Don't you see this? He could die. And they said they stopped him. And she said the nurses will come in. You know how some nurses are that aren't full of the Holy Ghost. They'll come in. Oh, you look so bad. How you feeling? You don't look so good. This and this. She said she stopped him and she said, don't you tell him he's sick. He said, you start telling him he's progressing. You start telling him he's getting better and better. You start telling him you coming out of this. And before long, she said, before long, the doctor's languages start to change. And it went from if he makes it to when he makes it. Hallelujah. That's a difference. If says I'm uncertain about it, but when says, oh, he's going to make it. Hallelujah. It's just a matter. He's going to make it. Hallelujah. And so unbelievers start believing God. So unbelievers started believing God. That's why we say we have to get to the place that even that our faith is so contagious that even unbelievers start to believe God. You stop taking all of that stuff and stop taking all the, you know, people can be some of the most negative people that you can ever see. Some people can be. But you stop allowing them to fill your heart with all that kind of stuff. And you say, no, by his stripes I'm healed. I'm coming out with my hands up. Glory to God. I'm coming out because I got victory. Hallelujah. Listen, the fight has already been fixed. Hallelujah. And some people say it's an unfair advantage. But no, it's an advantage. Glory to God. It's an advantage that we always win. Hallelujah. And on in the testimony, she said all that time, she was settled. She was fixed on what God said. And she said, your husband will come home. And so she said, but she believed God. He said, to some, it looked like she was so unconcerned. That's a person that knew God. Hallelujah. Knew his word works. Hallelujah. And so she said, in the natural, it looked like she was just so unconcerned. And they were wondering, when are you going to break down? And when are you going to just come to grips? Do they realize how sick he is? How bad it looks? How he can die in any moment? She said, I chose to believe God. And she said, if you know you win, in the end, why are you tripping out through the process? If you know you already won, why are you crying over it? If you know your children are already saved, why are you calling them everything else and saying everything else and believing everything else? Whose report would you believe? Somebody say, I believe the report of the Lord. I believe the report of the Lord. What does his report say? His report says I am healed. His report says I am free. His report promised me long life. His report promised me victory. His report said I have a sound mind. His report says I am free. His report says I am free. His report says I got victory. His report says, I am a man who God is the Lord. And the word says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. So it doesn't matter what comes up. He said, 1,000 could fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand. It shall not come near me. Only with mine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because I made the Lord, who is my refuge, my most high, my habitation. Do you know him tonight? Somebody tell me it ain't tonight. Hallelujah. Do you know him today? So because I know the outcome, it's not hard for me to lift my hands. Because I know the outcome, I can dance when it looks like everything around me is falling apart. Because I know the outcome, I can shut you up when you come in to tell me something negative and tell you what God says.